and I figured out that any distractions in my room have to be, out of the room. Like, no laptop, no phone, nothing that could distract me while I'm sleeping. Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, good whatever, and welcome to another episode of The Vegan Life. You've come to the right place if you want to become a happier and a healthier human being. And after today's episode, you're going to be a healthier human being, because we're going to talk about sleep and how you can improve your sleep quality. But before that, I just want to say thank you. 1 week ago, last Saturday and Sunday, I've been to VegFest in London, and I met so many of you, and you gave me so much love, energy. I had people crying in front of me, which was a little bit weird, but I'll take it as a compliment. But yeah, it's your support is just incredible, and I want that you know that I don't take it for granted, and I just freaking appreciate you. If I look back, like, this year was pure insanity. I went to Bangladesh, made a movie about climate change, about climate refugees. I went to the craziest places there, like slums and everything, learned so much about life, about gratitude, perspective. I've become a Vivo Life athlete. I went to so many countries in Europe, Austria, spent beautiful time with beautiful people in Austria. I did so many things. It's not time yet to do like a, that was my 2019 review. But yeah, I'm just so grateful for my life. I wake up every single day with joy, passion. I can't wait to start working, and I wouldn't be here without you. So just thank you. Just thank you. Now, let's start this episode. It's the last episode in Europe, because today I'm gonna go back home to Bali. For all the people who don't know me, a year ago I decided, you know what? I don't want to live in Germany anymore. The people are okay. Just like, I love Bali so much that I decided, hey, I want to live there. I want to settle down there. I want to get old there. I just want to live there for the rest of my life. That's what I'm trying to say. Anyways, yeah. And now it's time to go back. I try to avoid flying. That's why, yeah, I spent the summer in Austria. Anyways, I'm ranting here just because I'm so excited to finally arrive in Bali Schmali, and that will, yeah, mean that we have loads of interviews in Bali with people who live there. So many crazy inspirational people in Bali. The whole Vivo Life crew will in Bali, so we will record some episodes together. Whew, that was a long, long intro. So let's go ahead. 5 easy ways, easy practical ways to improve your sleep quality. Number 1 was a game changer for me. Early dinner. Ugh. I was the kind of guy, like, I went to the gym usually pretty late, like after work around 6-7, and then I had dinner around 8-9. And when I became self-employed, I changed that. I went to the gym really, really early, and kinda, yeah, just because I was hungry, I started to eat earlier, like especially the dinner. Instead of 9 or 10, I would have dinner around 6. And I figured out that my sleep quality improved like crazy. I felt I needed less sleep. The sleep quality was better. I woke up more energized. I recovered faster. I'm like, ha, that's interesting. And it makes sense, right? Because if you sleep, your body recovers. Your body works like crazy and just want yeah, your body wants to prepare you for the next day. And digesting food is such a hassle for your body. It's like there is so much stuff going on. It's poor. Like your body is working like crazy. Meaning, if you eat right before you go to bed, your body has less time to prepare you for the next day, to recover, because he's digesting. He is busy with, yeah, digesting food. So early dinner can be a game changer. And another side effect, a good side effect, is that you tend to go to bed earlier. Because, as I, it just makes sense. Like, if you eat really late, your body's not ready to sleep yet. So, just try it out. Everything, just try it out. Like, I know, probably some of you have, like, crazy working schedules and can't do it, but most of you don't. So, early dinner, around 6, 7 p.m., I would say, like, the latest 2 or 3 hours before you go to bed. Game changer in my life. Number 2. And that will be probably the most unpopular one. No blue light before you go to bed. Like no TV, no phone, no MacBook, nothing. Why? Blue light is so problematic because it has a short wavelength. And this short wavelength affects the levels of melatonin. And melatonin, you've probably heard it before, is this sleep hormone. Meaning, you sleep, like, you, especially teenagers, that's what I tried to say, have more and more issues with falling asleep because they are on their phone the whole time, and especially if you go before you go to bed. It's really, really critical. I mean, there are things like night shift mode. I honestly couldn't find any solid research where they could tell me, like, how much does it reduce? Are there still some, short wavelengths? So I would just recommend to avoid it before you go to bed. And that requires discipline. Also for me. But, oh my gosh, we spend so much time on our phones anyways. And usually, before we go to bed, we don't do productive stuff. We do bullshit. We are scrolling through our Instagram feed, watching YouTube videos or whatever. We don't realize that what we do before we go to bed has such a big impact on our sleep. Like, that's the reason if you watch a horror movie before you go to bed, you dream of it. So the last thing that you do before you go to bed should be something, let's call it beneficial, something that provides you value, like reading, for example. We'll talk about the reading a little bit later in this episode, but creating a routine is so freaking important, and your routine shouldn't contain blue light. Number 3. Create a good sleep environment. And I remember the times when I lived in a village in India, and there was a wedding, like it was wedding season. Indians kind of love weddings. Anyways, so every single night there were these crazy noises and I couldn't sleep, and after a week or two I got so sick just because my sleep was not on point. And that's actually when I started to get more into sleep research. And I figured out that any distractions in my room. Have to be, out of the room. Like, no laptop, no phone, nothing that could distract me while I'm sleeping. Like, no Wi-Fi. And yeah, that's not my subjective opinion. I read the books Why We Sleep and The Sleep Revolution. Highly recommend these books. And yeah, a good sleep environment is really, really important. I mean, it just makes sense. If it's super hot, then you usually can't sleep. So it should be fresh, some fresh air. Obviously not too cold, because then you just freeze your ass off and get sick, even though the cold doesn't make you sick. Anyways, no phone, no TV in your room. Any distractions, throw them out. Huge respect for all the couples here mostly all the girls who have a boyfriend who snores. Wow, I couldn't live with that, but apparently you gotta find a solution, and I think you can use earplugs, and it's not too bad. I hope you understand that. I'm just kidding. Number four, create a transition. As childs, we always have a transition before we go to bed. Like, we are playing around, and then our parents decide, hey, you have to go to bed. But they include a transition. They bring us to bed, but before we sleep, they read a story, or they tell a story. They read a book with us together. There is a transition. And your brain is programmed like crazy, like big time, in the first 7 years of your life. So your body is kind of like waiting for this transition. And if you watch a YouTube video and you're like, oh, it's already late, I should go to bed, and then you go to bed and you're like, I can't fall asleep. Oh, big surprise. You need to develop a transition. And that could be, and that's number five. No, that's actually number four. That could be reading a book. And you can program your brain again, like create a new habit, a new pattern. If you read every day before you go to bed, at some point your brain will know, oh, every single time I read in the evening, it's dark, I start to get tired. I start to produce these hormones, which will help me to fall asleep faster. So when I start reading in the evening, my brain is like, I read like 10 pages in my brain. No, it's time to go to bed. And whoop! And I know that it worked for so many of my clients, so definitely try this one out. Just read or listen to an audiobook or meditate or journalize. Do something, but no blue lights, no blue lights is a big one. Next one, it's the last one, last but not least, go to bed at the same time. I remember when I was a teenager, I slept way too less, like way too little hours. It was crazy. But I would also wake up during the week because of school super, super early. And at the weekends, I would sleep till 11, 12. And my sleep rhythm was completely, like, just terrible. Like, every Sunday evening, I couldn't fall asleep at all. So I figured out, if I go to the bed at the same time, it doesn't have to be always, like, minute, like, 21. If you go to bed around 9 or 10, try to go to the bed at the same time. And your body will remember, oh, it's already 10, so we better produce these hormones, which will make us tired. That's it. I told you. Super practical, super easy, super simple. I hope you felt inspired, but I don't hope that you only feel inspired. I hope that you actually execute. Pick one, pick two, habits and try them out. And I will promise you, your sleep quality will get better. You will feel so much better if you prioritize sleep. Sleep is one of the most important things. And if you, maybe you are familiar with the Blue Zones. Blue Zones are parts of this planet where people live longer and more healthier life. They're just healthier, like in general. I think it's Okinawa in Japan. It's Loma Linda in California, I think. It's in the US, I'm pretty sure about that. Then we have Ikaria in Greece. We have Sardinia in Italy. What's number five? Can't remember. Are there four or five? Anyways, and all these people sleep enough. They sleep a lot. And I know right now there is this kind of like popular hustler attitude of, I don't need to sleep. I sleep when I'm, yeah, when I'm deaf. And yeah, I just don't get it. Like, sleep is so important when it comes to productivity, happiness, everything. I'm so happy that people like Jeff Bezos, who's the richest man alive, he recently released a paper where he shared his thoughts on sleep, and he sleeps 8 to 9 hours every single day, and he is like really, really busy. I just hope that we as humans realize how important sleep is, and that we have to change our habits, that we have to be more careful with, yeah, all these electronic devices. Not, I don't think that they are bad. No, like, not at all. It's my job. Like, I kind of, like, at the moment depend on these things. They are my, that's how I communicate with you, right? You can listen to this episode without a laptop or a phone. I just think that we, yeah, have to be a little bit disciplined. Like, too much of everything is not good for us, right? So and I recently made a post on Instagram and I checked the numbers. It's crazy. The average person in the UK spends 1 day per week on the phone. Like, isn't that, it's a whole day every single week. That's 4 days per month, 48 days per year. That's ludicrous. And most of the time we're, as I said, not doing productive stuff. We're just doing bullshit. Because we, yeah, I don't know why. Probably I do know why, because these social media app developers are smart AF, and they, yeah, the algorithm is programmed to distract us as much as possible, to spend as much time as possible on their platform. And we, yeah, we have to become aware of this fact and limit our time, just limit our usage. Like, become more aware of the fact that these things could have a bad impact if we use them too much and if we don't socialize enough. Like, there are also real human beings outside. You don't have to be on Instagram all the time. Even though I love this platform. Anyways, I hope you liked this episode. If so, leave a review on iTunes. It takes less than 10 seconds. Means the world to me. Helps a lot. To just spread the message. If you like this episode, also share it on Instagram. Tag me so that I can say thank you. Share your thoughts on Instagram. If you haven't, if you don't follow me on Instagram yet, you're basically breaking my heart. Do you want to break my heart? No. So hop over to Instagram, Axel Schura. Link is also in the description below. Follow me. And you can even follow me on YouTube and see my crazy Bali life. I talk a lot about health, about diet. I'm sure there is loads of value for you. Thanks for listening, and until next time.